chapter of the Rumpelstiltskin Handbook. Join me now as we explore Chapter 59, Airport Hobble. There is a veritable gold mine of hobbling on a Sunday night at National. It's got to be Sunday night, though. Why? Well, so many people have out-of-town boyfriends. They come in on Friday, so you don't want to be there then, because that's when the swinging Richards are arriving. You want to be there between 5 and 7 on Sunday night when they're leaving. Bring an onion with you. Get there about 5 to 7 and walk from terminal to terminal. You can look up at the board and see which planes are departing for major metropolitan areas. I just go to the departure gate. You'll see them there, the young lovers. They'll be like two or three at every gate. They'll be holding each other very closely. They'll be probably crying. The girl saying, I wish you didn't have to go. A weekend so short, I know, but I'll come back again, maybe next weekend. You find the one that you like, the one that looks best. And you wait until Chauncey gets on the plane. And then you hold that onion under your eyes so that your eyes start to water a little bit. Hold it right under there. Chuck the onion in the garbage and go walking over to that girl as she's walking away from waving bye-bye to her boyfriend. And you say to her, oh, you know, I can just see you etched all over me. You don't have to tell me. I'll bet you just said goodbye to somebody you love. I just said goodbye to somebody I love. And I just feel like you're a kindred spirit, the two of us sitting here saying goodbye. And the people we love are on that plane. And she'll say, you know, as a matter of fact, it's true. I just said goodbye to my boyfriend. Yeah, I know what it's like. Oh, tears your guts out. Now we got to wait till Friday to see him again. Mind if I walk along with you? She'll say, no, I... Of course, you know, I wonder, you say to him, is she being true to me all week long? You never know what happens. You never know what happens, you know? They get on the plane, they're gone. I try to call during the week. How come you weren't there? 10:15 at night, I called. Oh, I must have been in the shower, she says. I must have been in the shower, right? Taking a shower at 10:15 at night. That's funny. Chauncey says every now and then he's not there. Yeah. I tell you what. Since we both, I got to get something to eat. You know how it is when you spend a weekend with somebody you haven't seen in a long time. You don't make a lot of time for a chat. What do you say? Let's go up to the, you know, they got that little restaurant there at the airport. You pop in there, have a couple of belts, get the, you know, the white fish platter. You're sitting there talking to her. You know, I've been faithful to her now since we've been going out. And I feel like I'm a celibate during the weekend. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, is this really a relationship, you know? That's the thing. She doesn't want to commit to me. And, of course, the girl probably said, well, he doesn't want to commit either. He thinks it's just fine. You know, there's weekends he comes in and he leaves. And it's, I get, every Sunday night I go through this. Yeah, me too. I go through it too. So you have a nice dinner, a couple more pops. And then you say to her, oh, geez, look at the time. You know, I gotta dash home. And she told me she'd call me when she got back safe. Would you mind, you want to come by and wait with me? And she'll probably say, well, you know, she's looking at the thought of going back to an empty place, right? She knows you're safe. I mean, you're in love with a girl just like she's in love with her boyfriend. You just bought her a nice meal. You seem like a nice guy. You're turkeying involved. You have the same concerns. Are they being faithful? You know, how come they're never there when I call? She'll come over. Believe me. Believe me. She'll come over. You get there. They're supposed to call me at 9 o'clock and... Of course, needless to say, no one's going to call you because you didn't drop a girl off there. So 9 o'clock will come and go. 9:15, 9:30, 9:45. Meanwhile, you're having a few more belts. Finally, you just say, oh, I feel like such a fool. And she'll say, oh, come here and hold me. And, you know, she'll hold you. And the next thing you know, vulnerability. That's the key to successful skewering. Ooh, a word of caution, though. A word of caution. While she will be yours, better this first time, just go for your normal straight hobble. No gobbledygee. Keep in mind where you picked her up. She was dropping her boyfriend off at the airport. You know what I'm saying? She may be just a tad frothy.
Nobody else has the grease, man. Because nobody else has the guts. DC 101.